That's the best.
Thanks.
So I guess now that you've got a CBA, was it worth it?
Well, I think we have a deal in front of us that we can be happy with, and obviously it took a lot of hard work from our end and a lot of patience, you know, and now we can look forward to playing hockey.
What in it do you like?
What's that, sir?
What in it do you like that the players get?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, fighting for the rights that we still, or that we got in the last CBA and still wanted to keep, like the free agency and arbitration and stuff like that, it was big. The pension will be a big benefit for generations to come. You know, the cap number for next year is going to allow guys to keep a few more jobs and, you know, and so on. So there's a lot of things in there that we can be happy with and look forward, like I said, to just playing hockey now.
There's some concern that the middle-class player may have a tough time earning a fair salary down the road because of the way things are set up. Do you see that, a guy getting squeezed and maybe for, you know, money for the higher-end guys and more minimum-wage guys?
Well, I mean, that was the idea of trying to keep the contract length, you know, past five years, which what they wanted. So having it at 7 or 8 with your own team, you know, usually with term, you can get the cap number down a little bit, which should help, hopefully help the middle class out.
One, do you think? I mean, I know throughout it you were waiting for the league to, quote, negotiate with you, and it seemed that happened in the last week. Is there a winner? Or?
No, I mean, obviously with what's transpired and how long it took to get to this point, I don't think there is any winner. I think we've only lost in terms of, you know, the fan support that we you know, have had and the momentum we gained from the last couple of years and the success that we've had. So I don't think anyone's feeling like a winner at this point. You know, now it's our job to get the game back to where we know it could be.
There's a lot of talk, Andrew, about this schedule now that's ahead. Looks like it's going to be 48 games and kind of a squeeze from normal seasons. But the way the days and the games work out, it's about a game every 2 days. Is that a good rhythm for players? Do players like that, or are they going to feel taxed?
Yeah, I mean, every other day is fine with me. I think it's, as a player and our coaching staff, we'll find ways to make sure guys are getting rest and are prepared to play every night. I think the biggest hurdle is probably mentally, just you know, at times it can become monotonous and you have to prepare every day, you know, finding your routine to make sure that you can play your top performance every night.
Claude won't be happy with the lack of practice time.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough for everybody to, you know, to have a short training camp and get right into the year, obviously, but everyone's in the same boat. And, you know, it's something that, you know, we're going to have to deal with as a team right from the start and make sure that our pace is high from the get-go. And I'm sure Claude will bring lots of excitement in that regard and make sure that we're ready to go.
Every year is different, but 48 games, and if you look at the first 30 to 40 for the Jets last year, is there potential for this team to do some damage, get in the playoffs, go on a run?
Well, our start's going to have to be key, I think, for everyone in the league. You know, for us, last year we didn't get off to a great start, and it put us in a hole early, and we're battling to get back to 500 right from the get-go. So if we can get out to a good start, get a good feeling about ourselves, and get a good pace to our game, I think that'll go a long way.
What about the grind of the travel last year? How did you find things here? You have a lot of games against the Eastern Conference. Is it a manageable kind of a schedule physically, travel-wise, time zones, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, what I found last year was we were just gone for long stretches, then at home for long stretches. So, you know, it's always a challenge, but it's something that every team in our conference is going to have to deal with. They're all going to be coming to us too, and you know, at least when we're going to them, there's a lot shorter trips around there.
Why didn't the realignment even get in put into play here? Because that was considered a bargaining chip when it first kind of got kiboshed, right? But now it's still not done, you know?
I'm not sure. You know, that was probably a league choice. I know that last year we were all for the realignment. We just wanted to make sure, you know, I know the playoff format and having, you know, 14 teams in one conference and 16 in the other conference wasn't a big thrill for the players, and that was one of the issues that we had. And beyond that, I'm not really sure why.
How does only add to your chemistry?
You know, he's a big, fast, strong guy that can skate, and a veteran guy. You know, that has been around a long time and has been a very consistent, you know, player in this league. So for us, I think that's something we were lacking last year was a more veteran presence up front, more consistency, and you know, more depth up the middle, which should help out a lot.
Getting that team chemistry though in a short season, is that going to be one of the biggest hurdles?
Yeah, it's going to be key. So, you know, it's probably more of a question for Claude, but I know for us, me, you know, Litz and Wheels are pretty comfortable playing together. So, you know, you get to find things like that where guys are really comfortable, you know, they play well together, and hopefully that clicks right from the get-go. And if not, you try different things until you get it.
If Perry takes over the special teams, is it going to be tricky for him to implement some things with the limited time you have to get ready for the season?
I don't think so. I mean, guys are pretty flexible in terms of what they can do. You know, as long as it's drawn up for us, we're you know, we can play it out. So you know, power play at the end of the day and stuff like, you know, special teams is obviously going to be big. Power play at the end of the day, I think you simplify and get shots on the point, and that can be a successful way of doing it. Penalty kill obviously has to get a lot better for us this year, and you know, we'll have a short time to make sure we get that right.
There are some question marks about some guys on the team who have had his issue, and you know, Kane and Russia didn't work out well. You know, who knows what Buff's been doing. How concerned are you about, you know, some of the key guys coming back?
I'm not. You know, I'm not at all. All three of those guys, you know, played great for us last year. You know, they're three key guys going forward, and they're going to have to be willing to take on a big load this year and take that next step in their development. So I'm not worried at all, and I'm sure there'll be three great players for us this year.
And did you expect a lot more guys to be coming in the next couple of days? And is there a worry that some of these teams that have 15 and 16 guys already skating are maybe getting a jump on you guys?
I'm assuming that a lot of guys, there's a lot of guys I've talked to that said that they're coming in the next couple of days here. So I'd assume you'll see a lot more guys here pretty quick. You know, it's as long as guys have been skating and keeping up with their, you know, conditioning and stuff, I don't see it being a problem. You know, every team has had different situations for all their players. With some guys in Europe are going to have to travel a long way to get here, and you know, just different situations. So we'll have to, you know, see. It's going to be a challenge, but we'll have to make sure we handle it.
Have you talked about the most asked question of me the last 3 days is what kind of shape is Buff going to be?
Yeah, Buff, I talked to him yesterday, so he's going to be coming up in the next couple of days here, and I have no worries about Buff. He's been skating lots in Minnesota with a big group of guys, and we were joking yesterday because I told him it's usually his first 50 games are pretty good, so this should play out pretty good for him.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrew.
No problem. Appreciate it.
Yeah.